ABC Radio Australia.
We're going to start in Fiji, though, where all eyes are on the Miss Pacific Islands pageant.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miss Pacific Islands pageant 2026 is... Miss Fiji, I love our samples!
I'm just speechless. I'd like to take this moment to acknowledge God. You know, give him back all the glory and honor. Acknowledge my supporters from Fiji, from all the Pacific countries. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, the crown is not a reward. It's a responsibility. And I'm honored to be given that responsibility.
An emotional I love a Samuels, the new Miss Pacific, speaking there. She's become the fourth Fijian to win the crown since the start of the regional pageant. Miss Samuels became Fiji's entrant after Miss Fiji Peggy Ravusiru failed to come to an agreement with the organisers of the Miss Fiji crown to represent the country. But on crowning night, I love a Samuels shone, placing ahead of Papua New Guinea and Samoa. But there was criticism online over the scoring and the use of five Fijian judges by organisers. Anna Bai is the founder and chairlady of the Miss Bird of Paradise, PNG.
I'm actually not satisfied with the results from last night, so we'll be requesting to view the score sheet. So from PNG, that's what we'll be doing, just so that we're not wasting our time attending these pageants. You know, we've been attending. There were issues with judges last year, and I was one that always called for if we could get judges from other countries that are not represented in the pageant. So, I guess they didn't listen to that, and I'm not satisfied with the scores, the results. My girl worked really hard, and so we did all the other contestants, and it's just good to have that satisfaction that there was fairness, yeah. So that's what we'll be requesting for.
Madam, you were told that, there wasn't enough funds and that's why there were a lot of the judges that are Fiji-based. Do you think that is a satisfactory explanation, given that 12 months lead time existed?
Oh, no, that's not satisfactory. That was the reason for Fiji, because there wasn't enough funds to fly in judges from out of the country. And they were all rushing everything towards, the crowning time. So I think they ended up getting judges from here. And the PNG judge is not from PNG. She works here in Fiji as well. And so most of these judges, I think they're all Fiji-based. And so I think they could have done a better job. If you had 1 year to host this pageant, I'm sure you could have done better than this. Yeah. If in PNG, just for the national pageant, we do provincial pageants, and provinces that participate, we don't get judges from those provinces. So if we can do it in a national pageant, I'm sure at the regional level, this can be done.
Your queen did very well, and you had a big team. Tell me about the kind of investment, the kind of effort put into bringing a queen all the way from Papua New Guinea to Fiji.
Oh, we work so hard. Yeah, we work so hard. It's not easy doing district, coming from the district and then provincial queens, and we bring them to the national. It's a lot of work. But we believe in inclusiveness and fairness in the representation of the country. And so we worked hard. And our young queen, Miss Yampela Popena, she's our queen from the province and the district. So the team, we worked so hard to bring her to Fiji. And she was well prepared. Yeah. And, that is why I'll be asking for score sheets. Yeah.
Anna Bai, the founder and chairlady of the Miss Bird of Paradise PNG, and she was speaking there to the ABC's Lithe Movono. Pacific Beat and the ABC have requested members of the Miss Pacific pageant to join the show and to respond to some of the criticism and questions that have been raised, but we've yet to receive a response from the organisers. However, joining me right now to discuss everything that went down over the weekend at the pageant is ABC's Fiji reporter Lithe Movono, who is in Nandi for the crowning night. Bula Lithe.
Mbulavinaka and Yandra to you, Jordan.
Lovely to have you joining us. Now, tell me, what was the atmosphere like at the pageant?
Well, it was, you know, the Miss Pacific Islands pageant is really always so exciting. It's an explosion of culture and color and also personalities. There are many things to look forward to, from the costumes to the dancing to the advocacy that all of these women do. So it was always going to be very exciting, Jordan. But the moment of the crowning itself, that was quite an unusual one for me. And I've been to a few Miss Pacific Islands pageant. It was really strange situation and atmosphere.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about I Love Samuels. She was crowned Miss Pacific. What do we know about her and her journey and how she came to become and get the title?
Miss I Love Samuels has not had an easy journey. It's been a very difficult one for her. She's a very beautiful young lady, talented. A dancer, if I'm not mistaken, is the work that she's been doing over the past year or so since leaving high school. She is the daughter of a well-known fashion designer in Fiji, someone who has dressed leaders and cabinet ministers. So she does not, she's not strange or new to publicity and also the limelight. She won the pageant for the Nasinu town, which is really home to one of the largest part of Fiji's Central Eastern Division. So quite a well-known face here. And she is a regular on the fashion runways, Jordan. But ever since she was given the opportunity to replace Dr. Peggy Ravusiro, who won the Miss Fiji pageant, I Love Her has taken quite a lot of hit from the public, because Dr. Peggy won the Miss Fiji pageant quite spectacularly and garnered quite a lot of public support. So it can't be easy to be in this young woman's shoes right now, Jordan.
Yeah, and you mentioned just before that the moment of the crowning, there was a strange atmosphere. What was the reaction to her win?
Well, it started when she got the prize for best interview. That category, though all of the categories of the Miss Pacific Islands pageant that can take the girl to the top four or the top five are equally weighted, that particular category of best interview, otherwise known as best research topic, is a very difficult one to win because it's highly academic. Contestants write a 5-minute academic presentation and then they're quizzed on it by the judges. So it requires quite a lot more than one would expect a girl to be able to do. It requires teamwork, it requires academic support and a lot of great presentation skills. When that particular category is done, people can pretty much tell who the winner is going to be. So when she won it, it was a big surprise. There was pin drop silence and the cheers only came from the Fiji tables, and people were stunned. There was throughout the week expectation that Miss Samoa, who is a lecturer at the Samoa National University, would take that particular category. So it was awkward. And then in the moment of the crowning itself, there are videos now that you'll be able to see online of an awkward silence, of people speaking in their own language, and just the Fijian tables, including the Fijian pageant director, cheering really loudly. So it was probably the strangest crowning moment I've ever witnessed, and I've witnessed a few, Jordan.
Yeah, very interesting. And we heard a bit earlier your interview with the Papua New Guinea team, which came in at second place and a bye. She had concerns about the judges and the scoring. I just note that there were 5 Fijian judges. How many judges were there altogether?
So altogether, there are 9 judges. There are 5 judges who we refer to as the main judges, because they're actually the ones that choose the winner. They choose the person that, you know, goes on to become Miss Pacific Islands. But there's also 3 special judges is what they're called. These are the judges that judge the special awards. So awards like Miss Photogenic, Miss Tourism. And they're also, however, contrary to popular opinion, they're not minor in the sense that They're also the ones that are involved backstage during the judging of the main categories, because they're the ones that make sure that what you don't see on the stage, things like, are you wearing only the required length of the sarong? Is your traditional attire made only of natural fiber, natural materials? So they do have a hand in how a girl is able to win points when they actually get to the front of stage, onto that stage. And so there were eight judges in total, and then what we call a head judge. And the head judge is a person who more or less acts as coordinator. From the outset, that's what you'll see. But this is also the person that collects the score sheets. This is the person that takes from each judge what their points are going to be, keeps it in a secure location, brings it back out, and works with the auditors or with accountants to do the telling. So in total, there are 9 people involved in how scores are made, collated, and then presented. And of those 9 judges, Jordan, at only one of them was flown in from outside of Fiji, and that was the judge that came from American Samoa, and I confirmed this with her immediately after the crowning. Otherwise, the main judges, the 5 main judges, only the American Samoan, Miss Rosalind Polu, came from outside of Fiji. The other 4 are based here. There is a Fiji national, there is a Tuvaluan Kiribati national who works at the University of the South Pacific. There is a fashion designer who has lived here in Fiji for many years. And then there's a diplomat from one of the local Pacific missions, also based here. And so while the rules say that the host nation can have only one judge, it is silent on whether the host nation can choose nationals of Pacific Island countries from within their own country. So that's where I suspect a lot of the confusion is. But in terms of the special judges, they're all Fiji-based. One of them is a Tongan national that has worked in Fiji for at least a decade, if I'm not mistaken. And the other 2 are also Fiji nationals, Jordan.
And so were there any other teams alongside the PNG team that raised concerns about this?
Yes, Jordan. Immediately after the crowning, we waited for the excitement and the atmosphere to quieten down a bit, and we went to every single delegation. So there were concerns from every single delegation. Some of them told me they're unwilling to go on the mic to say that they had asked for score sheets on the night itself. Some of them had said that they were stunned, that the results were not what they expected, and also questioned the judges, because a lot of them did not get to meet the judges or even know about the judges until well into the week of the pageant. And so it was only the Papua New Guinean delegation who took their time overnight to think about their position and then talk to us on the record the next day. But what they said is basically representative of almost every other country that was at the Miss Pacific Islands pageant this year.
And have we had any response from the pageant organizers to these concerns?
We did. We asked the organizers. The organizers had 3 media officers, all of whom immediately left the pageant by the morning after and gave me, standard formal responses to say, I've completed my service. I no longer work for the pageant, and referred us to the pageant secretariat in Samoa. We did, however, write to all of them, the members of the Samoan Tourism Authority, who in fact run the Miss Pacific Islands pageant secretariat, and also to Ms. Anna Tukite, who is the pageant director for both the Miss Fiji pageant and the Miss Pacific Islands pageant, and her secretary. None of them responded except for Ms. Tukite, who copied us in and referred the questions to another gentleman in the Samoa Tourism Authority, who did not respond to us, Jordan.
And so with all of this, how important is the perception of independence and fairness when it comes to a regional pageant like Miss Pacific Islands?
Look, it's absolutely central, some may say. In the Pacific context, pageants are not just, entertainment events. They're platforms for leadership development. They're an opportunity to promote and protect and even to an extent preserve cultural practices. And as Ms. Bai said, it's a matter of national pride for all of the teams that come to the Miss Pacific Islands pageant. And when we speak about the Pacific region, and we sometimes... And 99% of that is Papua New Guinea, Jordan. But it's not just another delegation. They represent the largest Pacific delegation. So for them, it's not about entitlement. It's about, you know, how their country is represented. When organizers are not particularly transparent or don't, you know, explain things that teams are worried about, it can take away from the brand of the Miss Pacific Island pageant. And I want to quote Litara, the outgoing Miss Pacific Islands, who said that it's like a regional canoe, the Miss Pacific Islands pageant. If one side paddles alone, the canoe is going around in circles. And she said, every country must paddle the same way. But she said, when you're talking about promoting and presenting values that are important to Pacific people and Pacific women, it needs to be translated all the way down the line in terms of the way the pageant is organized, Jordan.
And Lithe, with the PNG team raising these concerns and other teams having concerns, what do we know about what happens next?
Well, what normally happens in the procedure of the pageant is that the morning of the crowning, there is, of course, a prize-giving ceremony for all of the winners. And then there's usually an exit review board meeting, because remember, board members come in from all around the country, whether they're participating or not. And then they do a review of how the pageant's gone and the decisions that have been made at that year's board meeting, and, you know, looking ahead, because they don't meet again until the next Pacific Islands pageant in a year's time. So what I understand from the American Samoan delegation is that they were looking forward to that exit meeting to understand requests for the score sheets, because they too have asked to look at specific score sheets. And so we're waiting on that. We're hoping that either one of the delegations or the organizing committee itself might be able to talk to us about the multiple requests that have gone in for score sheets, and also whether they are responding to allegations of how the judges were selected and how the scores were actually done. Because Jordan, for Pacific people, particularly those that, you know, are involved in cultural events of this type, it's not just a crown for them. This is about, you know, their cultures and their national identities being presented. And it's not just this girl that is wearing a crown that is on a stage, but instead there is a lot of values behind that, entire teams. And as we heard from Ms. Baez, thousands and thousands of dollars involved in bringing a woman, a young woman, to come and represent their country.
Well, no doubt, Lithe, you'll keep us up to date on any developments moving forward. Thank you so much for bringing us all of that. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Pinaka.
That was ABC's Fiji reporter, Lithe Movono, speaking to me there.